Doyle McManus is the Washington bureau chief of the Los Angeles Times, and he's in the studio. Welcome back, Doyle.
Good morning, Leanne.
You've been reporting this week on the views of Republican strategists toward this slate of Democratic contenders. What was their reaction, first of all, to Howard Dean's third-place finish in Iowa and his recent slip in the polls in New Hampshire?
Well, Republican strategists, both in the Bush campaign and elsewhere, could scarcely hide their disappointment in Howard Dean. There's a kind of a wave of Dean nostalgia going on already among the Republicans because they actually thought Howard Dean, as the Vermont governor and as in many ways the most liberal major candidate on the Democratic side, would have been the easiest for George W. Bush to take on. As more than one of them said, we knew Howard Dean would blow up sometime. We were just hoping it would be in October and not this month.
Are the Republican strategists, though, are they unified in their views about the full Democratic field?
No. You know, if you ask Republicans, well, which of these Democrats would be the toughest for President Bush, you get a lot of different opinions, including some who think that Dean would have been tougher than the majority said. By and large, what the Republicans will say is it doesn't matter which Democrat it is, because in a general election, the Democrats are pretty close together. And in fact, probably the more important question from the Republican side is, how long does it take the Democrats to settle on a candidate? How long do these different Democrats carve each other up? That would be good for President Bush. And if it's either Howard Dean or John Kerry, they are likely to have more money to spend in the spring and the summer. One of the other candidates could have a hard time facing the onslaught of Bush campaigning that would come early.
We're going to try not to get ahead of Tuesday at this point with the New Hampshire primary. So let's run through some of the major candidates. First of all, what did each of them have to do to shore up their support in New Hampshire, and were they able to do it? And we'll do it briefly. Let's start with John Kerry.
John Kerry needed to bring his momentum from Iowa, where a lot of Democrats said he looked more presidential and more electable, and move that to New Hampshire. He appears to, at least in the polls so far, to have done that pretty well.
Howard Dean, first of all, he had to recover, I think, from his what's been dubbed now the I Have a Scream speech. But what really did he need to do then to get some momentum for himself going to New Hampshire?
Well, exactly. Dean had to recover his footing. And in fact, over the course of the week, you could see that happening. He appeared with his wife. He appeared with his mother. He appeared in lots of places where he was calm and low-keyed. And, in fact, some of the energy started coming back into that campaign.
Wesley Clark.
Wesley Clark had hoped to be the non-Dean and had hoped to inherit all of the votes that weren't going to Dean. And the problem Wesley Clark has is that John Kerry and John Edwards are still very much alive. So he's got a kind of mission impossible in front of him.
John Edwards.
John Edwards came out of Iowa with a surprising amount of momentum. He had been marginal in New Hampshire. Now he looks to be considerably more serious, but he spent 2 days of the week in South Carolina. So what he wanted to do in New Hampshire was do pretty well, but he's mostly focusing on that next state.
There seems to be a shift of tone in this race since it moved to New Hampshire. How do you notice it? How do you account for it?
Absolutely. What the big lesson for the Democrats in Iowa was that Dean and Richard Gephardt only wore each other down with that negative comparative campaign that was going on in the early debates when all of the candidates were trying to distinguish themselves among each other. There was a backlash among Democrats who, in effect, said, hey, the reason for this is that Democrats want to beat George W. Bush. Who's going to be best at that? And the two candidates who focused on that and who were less negative, Kerry and Edwards, were the ones who came out alive in Iowa and stronger in New Hampshire.
What about the issues? Are the issues focused differently as they move to New Hampshire?
Well, yes, that's the other lesson of Iowa, which is that this campaign, which 2 months ago was very much about Iraq and foreign policy, in Iowa, it turned out that those voters had absorbed those lessons. They weren't going to try and fly-spec, if you will, the differences, and they wanted to hear more about the economy, about jobs, and about health care. Remember health care, as James Carville said to Bill Clinton in 1992. And those are still going to be important themes for the Democrats all through this campaign year.
Of course, much attention is focused on the Democrats because everyone's gathering in New Hampshire for the primary, but President Bush did give his State of the Union address this past week. Did you hear any clues in that as to how he is going to approach his campaign?
Any clues? Leanne, that was a blueprint. That was President Bush's first big campaign speech. In fact, to an unusual degree for a State of the Union address, it wasn't about his program as president. It was about his program as candidate. And what we heard were two big themes that you're going to hear over and over. The war on terrorism, he's going to paint the Democrats quite ruthlessly as soft on terrorism, and taxes. He lowered taxes. He's going to say that Democrats want to raise taxes. You're going to hear that over and over and over, and the Bush campaign is hoping that that's what this election is fought about.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief of the Los Angeles Times. Doyle, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Leanne.